I'm Susan Stamberg. This is Frank Mankiewicz's last day at National Public Radio, and it seems appropriate to say a public goodbye to the man who has been president of this network for the past 6 years. He leaves at the brightest and darkest time in the history of our 12-year-old organization. His departure comes in the midst of a financial crisis, a deficit of more than $6 million, forcing drastic cuts in programming and a 30% reduction in our workforce. More than 100 men and women have been laid off. If he leaves at our most difficult time, Frank was also the one who led us through our finest hours. In his years here, our budget quadrupled, our audience doubled. Himself a journalist and writer, he understood us. More than that, he liked us, and we returned the feelings and the respect. Before he came, NPR was the best-kept secret in broadcasting. Frank let the secret out, with relish and style, attracting attention to what we were doing and summoning the resources and support we needed to do it better. He gave us new pride in our work. Almost every member of the staff has a favorite Mankiewicz story. This is mine. On a busy morning in the middle of the third of some 10 meetings he'd hold that day in his office, the phone rang. Frank's teenage son needed advice. Tilting back in his chair, propping his feet on the desk, jamming the phone into his shoulder, Mankiewicz slowly and carefully, with grace and characteristic wit, gave instructions about the amount of butter, the number of eggs, the extent to which they should be scrambled, and the exact point at which the eggs should be combined in the pan with the leftover potatoes. And, he said, a twinkle in his eye, if you want to slice up some onions and throw them in first, it wouldn't be a total loss. The cooking lesson over, he rang off and resumed the meeting. The story is revealing. Yes, it's sentimental. Yes, he was quite aware he was being observed, and yes, he could have put the boy off, told him to call back later at a more convenient hour, but he didn't. A man who had been press secretary to one presidential contender, managed the campaign of another, written 4 books, numerous columns, and was running a network of more than 280 public radio stations, took the time to instruct his son. I think he knew I would tell that story, as I have on many private occasions. No one could have predicted it would be told now, in public, as we say farewell and offer our very best wishes to a friend and cherished leader.
And for this evening, that's all things considered.
Help tonight from member stations WLRN in Miami, KVLU in Beaumont, Texas, and Minnesota Public Radio.
Our producer, Richard Harris, the editor, Jim Angle, associate producers Art Silverman, Joanne Kaywell, and Bruce Stokes. Jude Franco directs the program. Tonight's audio engineers, George Achebes and Eric Compe.
The All Things Considered production team, Terrell Lamb, Dan Morris, Peter Breslow, Paulette Kernis, Deidre Berger, Alex Van Oss, Phyllis Crockett, Anthony Brooks, Kate Myers, and Connie Drummer.
The executive producer is Stephen Reiner. This is Noah Adams.
I'm David Malpas. Good evening, for All Things Considered.
Support for this program is provided by the NPR News and Information Fund. Contributors include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, for historical reporting, the Pew Memorial Trust, the John and Mary R. Markle Foundation, and RKO General, a radio and television broadcasting company. This program is a production of National Public Radio, which is solely responsible for its content. This is NPR, National Public Radio.